Hello. Welcome to the very first episode of The Brain Dump. My name is Emmanuel, but you can call me Manny. Over the last 12 years, maybe 13, I have committed myself to personal development and improving myself in all areas of life. And this comes from having a very strong background or upbringing, I should say, from both my parents. My dad and my mom were both very highly educated individuals and entrepreneurs who started businesses. Even when we were in Nigeria, growing up, I saw how hard they worked, how hard they committed themselves to education and learning, how important traveling was to my parents in terms of expanding their worldview and understanding the world better. And that was really imparted on myself and my brothers. I recently got married about 4 years ago. It'd be 4 years next month in September. To a very phenomenal woman. She's really helped me expand my worldview in how people operate. She operates at a level that I'd never experienced before in personal relationships outside of family relationships. Extremely hardworking individual, smart, personable, beautiful, obviously. And she has a lot of caring similarities with my mom. My mom as well, very hardworking, very, very smart. Sometimes she does a little too much, but whose mother doesn't? I say all of this to say that I've been shaped by a very phenomenal woman, and now I'm even being shaped by my wife. My father, God rest his soul, there was something he said to me. This was a couple years before he died, and he'd always tell me, "Go, Yomi, I know you're going to school, you're learning all this stuff, we're pushing you really hard. But remember that whatever it is that you're studying right now isn't necessarily what you'll be doing with your life in the future." So that always stuck with me. My mom, on the other hand, she was a stickler for school and education. And, you know, anytime I wouldn't do very well in school, she would be upset, not because I wasn't doing very well, but because she knew I could do better and I just wasn't applying myself. So I committed myself about 12, 13 years ago to really finding something that I wanted to be an expert at. And that then ended up being the equities market. Got introduced to it. This is a story for another day, but I've been an equities trader now for about 10 years. Well, it'll be 10 years this year. Well, next year in March, it would be 10 years officially. This is just to give a bit of a backstory. We'll explore this further. A lot of the things that I do want to talk about down the line with this podcast is really things that are personal, things that go through my mind, or that goes through my mind. And this will be a very informal in a way, because while I might have some influential people, personally influential to me, on here to talk about their experiences, and I'll ask them a bunch of personal questions as well. My mom, my wife, my big brother, pretty much, Dr. Ugundere, he will be a very prominent person on this podcast. However, over the last, say, 3 years, My wife, my mom, even my brothers have been pushing me to share all the things that I've learned. I believe, and from their perspective, what I've been told by them was that a lot of the things that I teach them through my own experiences, successful and not successful, has helped shape them into making better decisions. Both my younger brothers are doing phenomenally well. Pound for pound, they're in a much better spot now than I was at their age. One in the army serving our country. He's always wanted to be he's always wanted to be in the army and serve his country. I'm very proud of him. He's done a really good job. He will be moving out of Texas on orders to go serve our country, and I'm very proud of him. My other brother, very smart guy, extremely argumentative, and is always in his feelings a lot. I kid. But he works for an insurance company. He's been promoted so many times in the last 4 years. It's almost a joke how much they promote him. Looking to be an entrepreneur himself. It's a thing of pride for me to see that my experiences, they're learning from it, and they're avoiding all of the mistakes that I made. One thing I strongly believe in is that a smart person or smart people in general, they make mistakes and learn from those mistakes and do better. However, wise people will learn from the experiences of other people and avoid those pitfalls and mistakes in their lives. And while I've been making my mistakes, learning from them, albeit slowly, learning slowly, and it's so good to see that they're being wise instead of being smart. And that wisdom is very, good to see them succeed. Also, another special mention is to my adopted brother, Suleiman Paka, formerly a defensive end at both Mississippi State and Purdue University. Recently just moved to 3 hours away from Dallas, and is doing very well for himself with his lovely girlfriend. They've been the driving force behind me doing this. And I named it Brain Dump because, right or wrong, we're all feeling something. We all have thoughts going through our mind. However, seeing those thoughts being expressed and people, especially those close to you, because it's very easy for the people who are closest to you to ignore you because they know you. They've seen all the mistakes that you've made, and they've seen that you've not been successful at a lot of things, and they've seen you be successful at a lot of things. And in my family, they learn from the mistakes that I make and they avoid them. And then they also learn from the successes that I've had and they replicate them. So that's very good to see. Anyway, just wanted to give a quick backstory. I will try to keep most of my episodes short since it's a brain dump. I do have a tendency to ramble a little bit. So my advice to you, if you're listening to this, is take what you need, discard of the rest, and please feel free to share whatever lessons that you've gained from this podcast. Thank you, and I'll talk to you soon.